So I was a little, I look up and down the schedule at the Orpheum Theater. My goodness. And our guest reminded me that, that's not counting private events. So he's not going to get any sleep for the next 6 years. Good morning. It is 8:13. It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Erdo, Tyler Gum, Nick Escher, thanks for being with us on this Tuesday morning. Kevin Smith is the executive. Kevin Mader. I'm sorry, I've replaced you already. Kevin, I apologize.
You're not the first. So.
Kevin Mader is the executive director of the Orpheum Theater. I was sitting here looking where it says that evening with Kevin Smith on the computer. Kevin Mader is the executive director of the Orpheum Theater. And, just a ton of events coming up. And as we were just kind of talking a little bit ago, it's there's something for all audiences. I mean, just over even the next couple of months. I mean, something that anybody wants to see.
That's by design. I mean, we try to work with our local renters as well as bring in enough stuff to make sure that there is a little bit for everything. I heard you mention, for the old adage, there's nothing to do in Galesburg. Yeah. And I always tell people, for a town that has nothing going on, I seem to be very busy.
I was going to say, and you're not the only one. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But, whether it's Discovery Depot or whatever, all the parks and everything, it's like, there's really a lot of busy people here for nothing going on in this community.
Exactly.
Well, let's start off with the big announcement from earlier this week or over the weekend. I guess it was Kevin's An Evening with Kevin Smith, which had already been announced.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next big news was that he had had a heart attack. And, man, we're all wondering, is he even going to tour again? Didn't kill him, but is he going to be out? But he's, tweeting from his hospital bed and all this. Yeah, he's still coming to Galesburg, but not only that.
Yeah, the man has a heart attack and doubles down and decides he's going to do two shows in Galesburg. So,
wow.
And it was something that we had been discussing, obviously, before the heart attack. And then afterwards, I just sent an email and was like, hey, is this? And they're like, we're doing it. He wants to do the two shows. So the second show, obviously, the first show, An Evening with Kevin Smith, is our 7:30 show, and that show is completely sold out. There are no tickets left for that. And then at 10:30 will be Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, which is Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes, playing the characters of Jay and Silent Bob. But they have a podcast that they record. It's a number one ranked podcast on iTunes, and they basically they tell stories, they talk about things going on in the industry, things about their lives growing up. So it's an intimate look at both of those people, because they're obviously they play a good friendship on stage, but they're also friends and business partners off stage. So you get to hear a little bit about that on stage after An Evening with Kevin.
So they're actually recording that number one podcast here at the Orpheum Theater.
That is correct.
That's
so
really cool.
The kind of the cool part for people who aren't there is that eventually it will be available online as well.
Yeah. So kind of An Evening with Kevin Smith, which was the original show, it might be slightly different than some shows he does. The format's going to be the same, except for there are times when if there was only one show, he might go for 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, so mostly what'll happen for that 7:30 show is it'll be the exact same show. He just got a cut off at 9:30.
Right.
So at 9:30, he'll be off the stage, and everybody clears the theater, and then they come back in for this for the Jay and Silent Bob Get Old.
Yeah, so you got about an hour to get things ready, get everybody out, get things ready.
Yeah, but we'll have to do a little bit of stage turnover, and then also try to maybe probably pick up a little bit of the theater, and then get people right back in there. So it'll be a very busy night in Galesburg. Kind of the cool thing is that, not only going on that night, there's also Rutabaga at Fat Fish. So everybody that is at our shows, we're going to push them right over to Fat Fish, mm-hmm. because, that's also another great event in our town. And there's, for the most part, they're completely different markets. But, for anyone that, needs something to do for that hour, or it isn't going to the late show, go check out some great music over at Fat Fish and some great food and a great bar. So, it's a good night.
It's really interesting. The people who are fans of Jay and Silent Bob or Kevin Smith as an actor, director, writer, they know how huge this is that he's coming here. There are probably people who don't realize what level this is of talent that you've got coming here. I mean, this is absolutely huge.
I mean, he's a big deal. For people that don't know who Kevin Smith is, he's a writer, director, actor. producer, does podcasts, and is in a little bit of everything as far as it goes with, I always call it like nerd culture. I mean, he's got a show about comic books, or, you know, he's running a comic book shop with some guys. He has
which you can see on AMC.
Yep, that's on AMC. He's got a new show coming out on the History Channel about Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah.
That one I didn't know.
And he has, you know, and he has between two and four podcasts that he does as well. I mean, the man is, he's constantly working.
No wonder he had all that.
He's, you know, so he stays quite busy. And, you know, I mean, just as relevant now as he was when he was putting out multiple movies in the 90s.
Yeah, so. I mean, well, when Clerks came out, among other things, speaking of.
Yes. And so that's kind of the cool thing, like with tying into our Kevin Smith night. A week before, we're going to do a showing of Clerks.
Can we get Dogma in there too?
God, you know, that was the debate as we went back and forth. We decided, like, well, we should go with the original.
Yeah.
And
so, yeah. No, I understand.
But yeah, no, Dogma is fantastic.
Maybe on a throwback Thursday.
Yeah,
at some point.
That's true.
Well, that's not it. I mean, that is huge, but that is not the only show coming. So as far as the late show, the 10:30 show, I know tickets probably going pretty fast.
Yes. So the 7:30 show, An Evening with Kevin Smith, completely sold out.
Okay.
The 10:30 show, the Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, we have sold close to just over 600 tickets at this point, they're moving very, very fast. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, I would recommend doing that soon.
Yeah, because I saw some people post on Facebook, oh, I just heard about this, the second show, and the tickets are already gone. Well, you must have been looking at the first show, because there are still some available.
Yes.
But get them as soon as you can. Yes. Either go to the Orpheum box office, call, or online.
Yeah, you can get them online. That's the quickest and easiest route. But you can also give us a call. We're there from 10 to 5, and you can stop by and say hello to Tim. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
But you're right. That is not the only thing happening at the Orpheum Theater. You know, if you get on our website, you can go to galesburgorpheum.org, and right on the front page there, you can kind of see scrolling through. But our next big one is An Evening with Henry Cho, which is a fantastic comedian. One of the best things about Henry Cho is it is clean comedy. He prides himself in the fact that you could bring your family to his show, but he's also incredibly funny. We posted some stuff on our Facebook page recently, and into that group, I would definitely encourage people to check him out. Like I said, very, very funny guy. That show is sponsored by Dave's Auto Body. I like to say that because, I mean, our sponsors, you know, we do a lot of work at the theater to get the artists here, but our sponsors also, they play a big role in making sure that our community has what it has at the Orpheum Theater. Yeah. And that's not just for Henry Cho, that's for Kevin Smith as well. All of that, you know, works together and works in conjunction to make all that happen. So we are incredibly grateful of our sponsors. So Dave's Auto Body, big thank you to them for sponsoring An Evening with Henry Cho. Like I said, super funny guy.
You know, and he's one of those, we were talking off the air a little bit, that his name might not be quite as well known, but he's still really big in the comedy world.
And I think if you listen to a couple bits, you're like, oh, that guy.
Yes, exactly. And he's an Asian guy and has a Southern accent. He's from down south. And he's absolutely. And again, as you said, a little bit different than Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes. Absolutely. You can bring the whole family it's a, you know, great family show, or, you know, just a night out, you and your significant other. I mean, it would be a great show. And that again is coming up on March 23rd.
March 23rd is a Friday night, 7:30. So
still tickets available for that one.
Yep, tickets are available. You can get those online. Again, box office, you can give us a call, however you would like to reach us.
You know, I heard something mentioned, I don't remember what it was, because they didn't catch the whole thing. On RFD Illinois this morning, they were talking about some movie or a documentary and they're talking about all the places it's going to be, and they mentioned the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Something to do with Neil deGrasse Tyson?
It is a Food Evolution.
Okay.
Thank you for reminding me. That one is coming up. That is Sunday, March 11th.
Oh,
that's already this Sunday.
Yeah.
That one I had slipped my mind. but yeah, no, it's Food Evolution. It's a very interesting, I mean, it's getting a lot of buzz because it takes a very scientific approach to GMO foods. Mm-hmm. And talking about, you know, what exactly is GMO, like what is GMO, how does it affect you, is it affecting you, and what is it doing to the plants, et cetera. So it's narrated by Neil deGrasse Tyson, but a really, by by all accounts, it's a good accurate representation of what's in our food. That is being sponsored and hosted by the Knox County Farm Bureau. Mm-hmm. And with that, after the movie, they're going to do a couple person panel, kind of so people can ask some questions. And the really cool part about that is, I mean, these aren't just people; these are your local farmers.
Right.
You know, for like they are feeding the U.S.
Right.
So it's very cool that to be able to come to the theater, and that is a free showing of that movie.
Okay.
Yep, the Knox County Farm Bureau isn't charging anything for that, so you can come in and see a really great documentary for free and be able to ask a question of your local farmers.
Sure, that's really cool. So that's coming up again this Sunday. What time?
That is, I believe, at 2 o'clock. That is,
I was looking, unless it's on your homepage, I was looking actually at your calendar page.
It is at 2 o'clock, yes.
2 o'clock, okay.
2 o'clock.
So then, let's see, we've got Following Henry Cho, the movie, we talked about a little bit about this before, mm-hmm. Loving Vincent.
Yes, Loving Vincent.
Vincent Van Gogh. And,
oh, man, it is the world's first fully painted film, feature-length film.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of an old animated style, but using actual paintings. Very, very like visually stunning. Was nominated for an Oscar. We're very excited to watch it, especially to see it on the big screen. So,
all right. So many big things coming, as we mentioned, of course, An Evening with Kevin Smith, and then Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, both. And again, still tickets available for the second show coming up on April 13th. We've got the movie Clerks ahead of that to kind of get your warm up for Jay and Silent Bob.
That's right.
For Kevin Smith. But just so many other things going on, kids, adults alike. You've got the big Reed kickoff coming up on April 7th.
Mm-hmm.
We're just, what, a month out from that or so?
Yeah, and about a month. And that is the Galesburg Public Library is sponsoring that and brought in an African drum and dance group. I would try to say the name, but I always mess it up.
Yeah, I know. Ayodele?
Yeah,
like
I'm probably pretty close. we've seen some videos and a lot of pictures. I mean, going to be really, really cool. We're very excited to be able to host that and be able to and that, again, it's a big Reed kickoff. Galesburg Public Library is putting this event on, and it is also, again, that is a free performance.
Yeah. So great things, Knox Galesburg Symphony, of course. Bruce Pole and Old Friends, that'll be a fun night.
That'll be a very big one.
Yeah.
I mean, I would encourage people to really get some tickets for that, because that will be the final Bruce and Old Friends. Bruce is retiring after the... after the performance directly after Bruce and Old Friends. So April's kind of a big month for him.
Yeah.
He'll have Bruce and Old Friends, and then he'll have his final performance at the Orpheum Theater. So, you know, kind of a bittersweet moment.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, I mean, very, you know, great for him that he gets to retire, but...
Yeah.
You know, we are obviously going to miss him.
Yeah, we'll get a chance to chat with him before that. We had him on before the last show, and we'll get a chance to chat with him again.
Okay.
That's coming up April 27th, and, of course, the Knox Galesburg Symphony on the 28th. Peter mm-hmm. Pan Jr., the Performing Arts Academy, that'll be a fun one with the kids performing. This is just March and April. That's it. There's still so much more to come. And as you mentioned, there's always private events. And that's the thing. You know, there's still maybe somebody that doesn't know that you do private events there, whether a wedding or something for your business. And talk about that, how somebody would go about getting something scheduled.
I mean,
probably
really
not easy at this point.
You know, give us a call and we kind of go from there. We'll go over our rental rates and what all those things entail. I mean, the coolest thing about the theater is it's a theater. So your imagination is kind of is your limit. We can do some really cool stuff. I mean, we do weddings, we do smaller receptions. We don't have enough space to do like a big reception, but we do some great small receptions. We host a couple of meetings. We, you know, just a little bit of everything.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so many great things coming up again at the Orpheum Theater. And your Evening with Kevin Smith, sold out, but you still have a chance to see him later that night as Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, and get online to orpheum.org to get your tickets for that, or call the Orpheum box office, stop by, whatever you want to do.
Yep, we're pretty easy to reach. So.
Yep. Anything else you want to talk about? Another big announcement or something?
You know, I will say this, because this is a question that I'm getting constantly is, well, what's next?
Right.
you know, and I will say that we are always working. We always have a couple things up our sleeves.
Yeah.
I imagine that, you know, in a few months, I will be back on here making a couple big announcements. One of the things that we're working on and figuring out a fun new approach to our Throwback Thursday series. So once we figure out how all of that works, we'll definitely be on here telling you about it. And yeah, I mean, there's the cool thing about the Orpheum Theater, especially right now, is, you know, It'd be pretty easy to just kind of coast along, and we've had a pretty good couple of years. Yeah. But we're always constantly improving, constantly moving forward. So over the next few months, we'll definitely have some new announcements of, you know, some changes that we're making and some more exciting events, and really everything that we're doing is, I mean, our goal is to put Galesburg on the map for entertainment.
Well, so. And that's the cool thing, I guess, when you've had like a Kathleen Madigan or a Henry Cho or a Kevin Smith, you know, other artists hear about those things like, oh, yes. Oh they played there. Yeah. Mate, let me.
Yeah. I mean, we get calls. That was always the goal. I mean, we said that, you know, we're putting in this sound system. Yes, it is a big undertaking. It is a very big expense, but it's going to allow us to attract other artists. And then when we start attracting those artists talk, and now we're getting right. calls from other agencies saying, hey, I heard you hosted this person. Would you be interested in this?
Yeah.
So it is opening up doors. It's one of those things that in an industry that a lot of people are planning out 12, 18 months,
yeah.
It just takes some time. I mean,
I guess your what's next started like last year or 2 years ago. You've been working on what's next for a while now.
You know, I will tell people that, you know, we talk about Kevin Smith because it's, you know, it's a pretty big, exciting get for us. That deal didn't come overnight. I mean, we started working on that in early September. And it wasn't until January that we even knew that it was going to happen. Then it wasn't until February that we were even able to announce that it was going to happen. So, I mean, all of these things, sometimes it's really easy and you go, I've got a show, we're booked, we're all good. And sometimes like it's a slow burn. It takes months. But that's part of what we do.
That's showbiz.
That's show business. So.
Absolutely. Kevin Maynard, executive director of the Orpheum Theater, joining us here this morning. Yeah. A lot of great stuff going on and, and including free, including for the entire family, including just adults and kids, whatever. It's all happening at the Orpheum.
That's right.
And doing a great job, Kevin. We really appreciate it. Thanks for taking some time with us.
Oh, my pleasure.